This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. This week, we're revisiting an Illinois Issues interview with House Speaker Michael Madigan from 1988. This might be hard to believe in the context of 2016 politics, but Republicans were attacking Madigan that year. Okay, that part's not hard to believe, but the reason they were attacking him might be. Madigan was being blamed for refusing to raise Illinois' income tax rate. In the interview, he talked about his views on taxation and its relationship to Illinois' poor business climate, many of the same topics that are in play today. The interviewer in 1988 was Mike Clemens, then Illinois Issues State House Bureau Chief. After that, he went on to work in communications and policy at the Illinois Department of Revenue under both Republican and Democratic administrations, retiring in 2012. Now he's part of the tax policy firm KDM Consulting. He joins us now. Mike Clemens, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brian. It's good to be here.
You landed an interview with the speaker in 1988. This was after a big tax kerfuffle. Can you give us a little bit of the lay of the land of what was happening in Illinois government then?
Thompson ran in 86. No talk of any need for a revenue increase. In the spring of 87, in the legislative session, he proposed a package that he called Revenue Positive Tax Reform. But it was basically an increase in the state income tax rate and the taxation of certain business and personal services.
So that's 1987, and House Speaker Michael Madigan is sort of blamed for killing that one off. 1988, we're coming to the end of session, and Thompson proposes another or a different tax increase.
In 88, he didn't introduce it with his budget, but he talked about the need for it. And late in the session, he proposed an increase from 2.5% to 3%, so a 40% increase in the income tax rate.
After House Speaker Michael Madigan, again, took the blame for killing this, he talked a lot about how he didn't think the state of Illinois needed more revenue. And Madigan kept a lot of his cards close to his vest. There was always speculation about what he was doing.
Then as now.
Yes. And you land an interview with him. And it turns out a lot of his concern that he shares with you is about the business climate of Illinois.
Madigan was, or took the role of a fiscal conservative at that point. There's talk within this interview about the need for economic recovery. Who'd have thunk?
Yeah.
And the need to have a sound business climate, and that taxes were part of the cost of doing business, and a desire to return to the better tax climate that Illinois had enjoyed previously.
Does any of this surprise you about what we have seen? I mean, you've been an observer now, or a participant in state government, and also an observer for a few decades, a lot of Mike Madigan's tenure. Does any of this surprise you? Do you think he's changed, or has there been a shift in emphasis? Or
I have never thought that Madigan was a big spender. You know, he said at one point in this interview that, you know, the Democratic Party had to be the party of economic opportunity. Could not be saddled with a tax or spend label, or they would forever be the minority party.
That sounds like something I might hear out of Governor Bruce Rauner's political rhetoric today.
Oh, absolutely. It's fascinating. It's like the roles are reversed. Madigan is Thompson and Rauner is Madigan. I had always thought that when Rauner ran, he and Madigan would get along, because I think at his core, Madigan is not a— Well, he's not an extreme anything. He's not on the liberal end of the spectrum, and he's not a big taxer. And I thought he and Rauner would get along famously. How wrong I was. It's a good thing I got out of the business, eh?
One of the other things you talked to Speaker Madigan about is that he had been derided as a little dictator by one newspaper in particular. And this is something we still hear today. Right now, he's a puppet master, and that's certainly being deployed in campaigns across Illinois this season. But Madigan says no, that is not really how he runs his caucus.
Who knows how he runs his caucus? But there was, particularly in 88, a lot of pressure on Madigan, because there was pressure for more school spending. You know, Lee Daniels, who was the House Republican leader at that point, was very interested. He had a developmentally disabled daughter. He was very interested in mental health funding. Daniels was what we would have called a moderate Republican back then. You know, today he'd probably get drummed out of the Republican Party, but they had a press conference at the end of the session. And Madigan stood his ground and said, no, we did what was right. This is 88. We did what was right. You know, everybody doesn't get everything they want. And Daniels, the conservative Republican, is saying, well, I do think that people should get everything they want. You know, and it's a shame we didn't do more with education spending and funding for mental health and social services. So,
to this point about Speaker Madigan and how, you know, his caucus operates, I think one of the things you hear a lot today is that he is pushing people. He controls. One of the lines we've heard is Speaker Madigan and the politicians he controls. But what he said in your interview and what I've heard him say even now is he doesn't really get ahead of his members, right? Does that strike you as something about which he's been consistent? He's not going to put his members in danger because putting his members in danger would put the majority in danger.
And remember, it's a very diverse membership, from very liberal neighborhoods on the north side of Chicago to, he has members from very conservative areas downstate. Lord knows what he really thinks, because it seems to me he has always tried to balance the interests of all his members. Thus, he doesn't take extreme positions and sometimes criticizes those who do.
Reading this article, I think it would be easy to find selective quotations about Illinois not becoming a tax and spend party or needing to put economic opportunity first. Do you think it's fair to say that Madigan has somehow changed his position, or have times changed? How do we think about this?
Well, certainly the world has changed, but perhaps one of the consistent things with Madigan is he's always been willing to and always has gone head-to-head with the governor, no matter which party they're in. This was Thompson, who was a Republican. He certainly did the same thing with Blagojevich and with Quinn. But I've always had the sense that he's always very sensitive to taxation as an issue, more so than you would expect of a Chicago Democrat.
Mike Clemens, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us about your 1988 interview.
So long ago, I had to read up on it, but thanks for the invite. It's fun to do.
Mike Clemens is former Illinois Issues State House Bureau Chief. He's also a former policy official at the Illinois Department of Revenue. Now he's part of the tax policy firm KDM Consulting. I'm Brian Mackey.